Joyful greetings to you, viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we will once again visit Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary for the third and concluding episode of our series. In the first two parts of our show, we spoke with founder Kiri Bognall and the sanctuary's interns and learned about the sanctuary's 120 monkey residents, 4 birds, and a few dogs. We heard how many monkeys were sick because of stress and their poor diets while being held captive as pets. Fortunately, after relocating to Jungle Friends and cared for on a nutritious vegan diet, they have been able to regain their health almost instantaneously. A few, nevertheless, have to be kept on medication to control their illnesses.
Another problem that we have with monkeys in captivity is they don't get the exercise they need, they don't get the right diet, and then they develop diabetes.
We've got most of them weaned off of insulin, but we do have some that still
Connie, one of our monkeys, gets insulin injection every morning. She is dependent on that. Without that, she would die. She's our most diabetic monkey. And Christopher, one of our monkeys, has had thyroid issues, so he gets thyrazine. We have a couple that get Prozac. They are extreme self-attackers. They've one bit off the tip of his finger. And also, it depends on if any monkeys have little scrapes or bites or injuries. One this morning had kind of a cut on her tail, so we are giving her Clavamox, which is an antibiotic, to make sure she doesn't get any kind of infections.
Natural remedies, however, are always preferred.
We try to do as much with herbal remedies and diet as possible. So only a few of the monkeys get what I would call Western medication. And I know that Western medication is very much treat the symptom, not the cause, and they just like to mask it with a ton of medication, and I don't like that. So I like natural and looking at what the cause is. This one is milk thistle. One of our monkeys is for Katie. She is blind. And she has liver issues, so we give her some milk thistle. And then we have some older guys that we give joint ease to. This kind of helps them with arthritis. They really like it. And we give one dropper full of Colonicis to one of our spider monkeys who sometimes has problems with constipation. So she gets that. And then one of our white-faced capuchins has thyroid issues, a hormone imbalance. So he gets thyrazine, thyroid medication. And then the glipizide is for the more diabetic monkeys where the pancreas-assisted diet doesn't do the job.
We all know that to get an animal to take medicine is not an easy task. Who can blame them? The caregivers at Jungle Friends have thought up unique ways to give medicine to their monkey babies.
4 of the monkeys get glipizide for diabetes, and we give that to them in cups. We mix it with applesauce. So we cut up, they like to tear up the cups to get to the very bottom to look out the applesauce. So we just cut off the tops to make it easier for them to tear open.
Okay.
We put the initial on the cup so we know which one is theirs. We use applesauce. That's the only sugar they really get. The rest of the meds we put on pieces of bread. And some of the time we try and cut it up in shapes of letters of the monkey's name to help us remember. So right now I'm just cutting the bread slices.
Although the winter weather in Gainesville, Florida is warmer than Las Vegas, Nevada, where Kiri once lived with the first few monkeys, it still gets pretty chilly. In fact, the temperature can drop to below 30 degrees Fahrenheit or 1 degree Celsius. So to keep the monkeys warm, they are given heat lamps and blankets in their habitats.
The monkeys like it around 80-85,
but at 60, they're still okay. But when the temperatures drop below 60 degrees, all the heat lamps come on. We have them all thermostated, so they have heat lamps in their habitat where they can go into a cave, and they've got their heat lamp in a hammock where they can hang out and bundle together. Some of the elderly monkeys and the diabetic monkeys and the smaller monkeys, like the marmosets and tamarins, actually have buildings that they can go inside and get completely out of the weather into a climate-controlled area. It even is air-conditioned in the summer. But and then we have some monkeys that prefer to sleep under the stars. We have runways that go to all the different habitats that they can travel along. The runways are under the stars and kind of out in the open, and a lot of them like to sleep in the runways. So then we have to go out with blankets and stuff the blankets in their runways for them, so that they can wrap up in their blankets. Then the old folks who are in the indoor areas or the diabetics, they also have blankets inside. And it's so cute to go in, especially with old Chi-Chi or Poochie, or they, you'd walk in and they've got this blanket all wrapped around their head, and you, Chi-Chi, are you there? And she'll look up like this little old lady with a blanket all wrapped, like, get out of here, close the door. They're so cute.
We have to do heat checks to make sure the heat lamps are working and all the monkeys are okay. For every 5-degree drop or every 4 hours throughout the night, we're up walking around the whole place making sure everyone's okay.
Indeed, caring for 120 monkeys really takes a lot of energy and time. Let's take a look at a typical work day for the sanctuary staff.
We get up around somewhere between 6 and 7, depending on when the sun comes up. And the first thing we do is we put diets together. And we pass out the monkey biscuits at first light, unless it's below 40 degrees, because we don't want to take them away from their heat lamps. And the monkey biscuits pretty much have all the nutrition that they need. And then we pass out the diets. And then we do meds, which you saw and I talked about. And then we also make soup in the morning. And we take breakfast at hopefully around 9:30 for about a half an hour. And then our morning chores, which are from about 10 to 2, it varies. So today we're doing chop, like I said. We're just going to be cutting up vegetables and fruit all morning. Some days we're cleaning outdoor, indoor habitats, repropping, building habitats, just any kind of cleaning that needs to be done. Then we collect all the diet bowls and wash those. Take lunch, maybe. So hopefully around 2. Sometimes we don't get up till 3. And after lunch, we come back and we rake around the whole sanctuary. The monkeys will typically drop pieces of food under their feeders or under the runways. So we go around the whole sanctuary and we rake all that up so that other little creatures don't come and get it. And then we pick up the biscuit bowls at night before it gets dark, and we feed the babies a couple times a day. We're always doing laundry, we're always doing dishes. That never seems to end. And right now we have a kinkajou that he's going to be leaving us soon, but we feed him at night when it gets dark because he's nocturnal. We try to get done somewhere around 8, 9 o'clock, hopefully. There have been a couple nights where it hasn't been till 10, but those are rare.
Despite all the hardships and work, the animals here also have made it a happy haven for humans as well.
So, we're all pretty tired and pretty worn out, but I'm definitely happy here. I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world right now.
Monkeys bring me happiness, brings me appreciation for being able to live freely, and it makes me realize what is really important, not just for me personally, but in general in life. I think it makes you appreciate many, many things. Having food, having shelter, anything like that. And it just has changed my life, definitely.
Many caregivers at Jungle Friends have become either vegan or vegetarian after working there.
As a rescue, we don't allow people to eat animals or animal products on the property. So when our interns come in, they They have to adjust to a vegan lifestyle, which most people leave here either vegetarian or vegan, even if they came in as meat eaters. And we have a lot of people leave as vegans. So, you know, they're going to their university and they're going to set up a vegan meal and they're teaching people how to cook. And just, it's, kids are amazing. I mean, we get the best kids out here to do their internships and to volunteer. And so if we teach them to be good stewards of the planet and teach them a compassionate lifestyle, they go out into the world as young people and tell their friends.
Monkeys are social beings who come from tight-knit families where baby monkeys usually stay close to their mothers for up to 2 years. The cruel reality is that breeders will snatch baby monkeys away from their mothers when they're only a few days old to be sold to people who see them as playthings and much to the detriment to their well-being.
Today, most pet capuchins are bred in captivity in North America. Backyard breeding of exotic animals as pets is a multi-million dollar business nowadays. And for monkeys, it's a highly unnatural process.
They steal them from as early as 3 days old. Capuchin monkeys will live on their mother's back and nurse for up to 2 years.
One of the hallmarks of being a primate, indeed being a mammal, is a strong mother-infant bond. So, for example, if a monkey is pulled from its mother at, say, 3 days of age, you get the classic rocking, tail sucking, hair pulling, biting, these repetitive behaviors that infants do not do in wild groups.
Monkeys were never meant to be pets, and it starts out wrong from the very beginning, because these babies are literally stolen from their natural mothers and placed with a different species, a human. And it's wrong. It's wrong in every sense of the word, not only for the babies who need their own mothers to learn from, to have mother's milk, peer play, to be able to play with other monkeys. It's also horrible for the mother monkey. If you can imagine having your baby stolen from you year after year, another baby, you have another baby born, and the horror both mother and baby must feel during that forced separation. So from the very beginning, it's wrong and it doesn't work, and it goes downhill from there.
Animals belong in the wild. Don't mistreat them. Don't go out hunting them. Don't want to capture them as a pet or try and domesticate them, because it's not possible. They're meant to be out there. They need to be out there.
With our hearts touched, we sincerely thank the loving staff at Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary for their noble devotion in offering a better life for these beautiful beings. May heaven bless you more and more for all you do. To learn more about Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, please visit www.junglefriends.org. Earth Conscious viewers, we enjoyed your pleasant company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May the autumn breezes bring you hope for a bright day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.